This is KERA News. Every week, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, disabled Texans and how the folks who care for them have trouble earning a living wage. Charlotte Stewart is executive director of REACH. That's a nonprofit that advocates for people with disabilities. She has a severe case of rheumatoid arthritis. Courtney Collins sat down with her to talk about the fight to boost the pay for aides funded by Medicaid.
Charlotte Stewart, thanks for inviting me into your home.
I'm looking forward to talking to you.
These folks are called community attendants. What does a community attendant actually do?
It may be helping the person get up in the morning, get dressed, bathed. It could be preparing meals for the person, going grocery shopping. Some people even use personal care attendants on the job.
And how much money does a community attendant earn?
Currently, it is $8 an hour for someone who's on Medicaid. And the person also does not get any vacation time or sick leave.
MIT has created this living wage calculator that figures out, kind of county by county, the hourly wage necessary to support an individual or a family. In Dallas County, a single person needs to earn almost $12 an hour, and you're saying these attendants only make $8. So that must make it tough to keep people like this in the field.
It definitely does. That's the big problem that's happening. The people with disabilities around the state that need this help and are living on the fixed incomes, they're constantly hiring new attendants because people won't stay with them very long.
Is there a shortage of attendants because of that as well?
Definitely. It's very hard to find somebody who's going to work for $8 an hour when they can go work someplace, McDonald's or something, for $12 an hour or $10 an hour and probably get some kind of benefits too that they would not get through the state.
When someone who qualifies for an attendant doesn't get one because of a shortage, what kind of things can happen?
They might wind up in a nursing home. That's why a lot of people with disabilities are down in Austin right now during the legislative session, trying to make the legislators understand that $8 an hour, and it's been $8 an hour for many years, is ridiculous.
Let's talk about your personal situation. You rely on a community attendant to come here and help you at home each week. What does that person do?
When we go to the grocery store, the person will go in and get one of the scooters and bring it out to my car. I drive us there. We go in and shop, and then when we come home, the person helps me carry the groceries in and then helps me put the stuff away, and then I have some chores around the house that I need help with. Sometimes we have to fold the sheets that I've washed. Particularly in the winter, I have heavy flannel sheets, and they're so difficult to fold all by yourself. Rheumatoid arthritis really affects a lot of your joints. So over the years, I've had both bilateral knee, hip, and shoulder replacements because the damage was so bad. And as I'm living and aging with it, you know, I'm tired, I don't have the stamina I used to. Walking is more difficult now, lifting arms and all that. But I insist on keeping going, but I'm just not as agile as I used to be.
Why isn't hiring private help an option for more disabled Texans?
Well, if you try and go through the agencies that provide that service, they run anywhere from $20 to $26 an hour in most cases. So that's a tidy sum, and if you're living on a fixed income, you can't afford $20 or $26 an hour on a regular basis.
What are you and other advocates hoping will change for attendance? Is there a specific higher wage you have in mind?
It's $15 an hour is what we're asking for.
What do you tell people who say that would blow up the Medicaid budget to push salaries up to $15 an hour?
Bottom line, what I'd say is, would you rather they go into a nursing home where you're paying $60,000 a year to keep the person in, or you pay somebody who needs an attendant and they don't necessarily need the person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically, the person will come in for a certain number of hours to help, and that's much less expensive at $15 an hour. And nobody wants to live in a nursing home. We should have the right, just like anybody else, to live in the community, but you need some help.
Charlotte Stewart is executive director of the REACH Resource Centers on Independent Living. Charlotte, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. I enjoy talking with you.